Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Echo.
I hope that you can hear that on the air.
I don't know.
Buddy.
You think that's a problem?
Well.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. This is like when you're announcing in an arena.
Ladies, gentlemen.
It's so bad. All you have to do is just tune out everything else and just keep saying what you're saying. But it's
correct.
Almost impossible to do.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Why are we completely echoing? Now, this is hilarious because today we're all here at the food drive. Everything should be working. And we got ourselves one heck of a loop.
Did you listen to it? You can hear it, yeah.
I need to know if it's echoing on the radio or only for us. I think it's only for us.
Your mic is
well,
not,
Mike?
Monty.
Oh, he's five. Sorry.
Testing, 1, 2. Oh, yeah, there's an echo.
There's an echo.
I'm going to go ahead and just do it like this. I'm going to take my headphones off and just talk.
Let me see. I just got a text. No echo on the air.
Oh, good. Okay. No echo on the air. Oh, well, perfect. It's only us who has to deal with it. Well, let's do this.
Just turn the
return down
out.
The locals.
Yes, thank you, Kevin.
And turn those down. Turn that down.
Turn down for what?
There we go.
It's not perfect because it's delayed, but it's we'll
never
figure it
a
out.
Doubt.
Yeah.
The delay is disappearing. Hey, it's getting slower.
Steve, thanks for helping us fix it.
Hey, Steve's videoing. He's doing his deal. Thank you to Janet who already stopped by. She's awesome, by the way. Dropped off all that food. Dropped off a donation so that Second Harvest can, you know, they have buying power, Kevin. They'll be able to buy some stuff with her donation. And in that GU bag is snacks for us.
Oh.
There's like pumpkin chips in here. Monty, get on it.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Well, that doesn't work. Well, we have a little delay.
You're a little delay.
Friday. Oh, wrong day.
We are in day two of the Second Harvest Food Drive, the Jay and Kevin Food Drive, and it's going to be a great day to make a difference. Donate. I mean,
absolutely.
How great is it going to be today? I mean, first of all, it's not cold right now.
No.
And later today, it's supposed to be like 80.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
80?
Yeah, 79, I think. I don't know. I haven't asked Mike Peterson yet.
Haven't done your daily check-in?
Sound like you said Mike Peterson.
I did say Mike Peterson.
Okay, just check it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Steve. Steve called him that once.
Oh, perfect.
That's right.
What is happening?
Portrait or landscape?
Hi, Steve.
Oh.
It's his first day videoing.
I know.
There we go.
You better, Steve?
No.
No, you're great.
Well, maybe.
All right, well, stop by and see us. We're going to be here all day.
Oh, speaking of hanging out.
Oh, Rick's
here. I forgot Rick was coming today.
Holy smokes. Holy echo. We got to get that fixed.
Yes, we do.
All right, we'll take a break here at R&RRV. We'll be right.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
What do you think the chances are we fixed it? Zero. 0% chance.
0%.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, that's cool. Hi, Rick.
So, you know what? 29 years in, this is the worst technical issues we've ever had.
Yep, that's correct, actually.
And I know we've said that before, but this wins. Yesterday was a disaster.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And yet somehow, thank you, people, you showed up and you made donations, and that was a good thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a disaster. It was more just of a couple packet drops.
Thank you, technical man.
That was so funny.
Right.
I got a whistle. That's all I got.
Yeah! Go get you!
Whoa.
Let's see. Here's
Thank
Monty's
you.
Whistle.
It's a consistent clap.
Kevin, your whistle? Mine
Ooh,
is.
That was bad.
Rick, what do you got?
You got the whistle I want so bad.
That's all I got.
That's it? That's what a 49er whistle that was.
Easy there, bud.
Steve,
what do you got?
You know, Jay, whistling and stuff.
Come on, Steve, let's hear a whistle. Oh, God.
Why is that not a surprise? I don't know.
Good try. You keep working on it, you're going to get it.
Thank you.
Keep working on it, bud. Keep working out a little
All right, well, I'll see you guys later. It's been nice being out here for the 29th annual.
He's out of here.
The problem is he's too smiley. Like,
it is.
You can't whistle when you're smiling.
No.
You have to.
Our friend Janet, when she stopped by, she said, Steve, you're always smiling. I always love that. You're always smiling.
Yes.
Oh, it's plastered on his face. When you see him in the morning, when I say, hey, Steve-O Steve, and he's like, hey, Jen.
Hey, Steve-O Steve.
I felt bad because when I pulled in this morning, he was waving furiously at me, like super excited.
Yeah.
And I just stared at him like I was.
Yeah, that was rude.
Yeah, I just stared at him like I was going to be a bad guy.
Oh my goodness.
I got the same stare when I walked up, so I don't know what that's all about.
You got the stare from
Kevin?
No, from you.
Yeah.
You got a stare from me?
Yeah, like,
I didn't think I saw you.
That's the point. That's why he was staring.
I'm fairly certain that was the point.
I was more dumbfounded than I was aggressive or angry.
Yeah, that is. Whoops.
It's definitely on you, but yeah, I think that was accurate. It was more, huh? How long do you think you're going to have that headlight out before you fix it?
I fixed it once,
yeah.
And then it goes out. It burns out the headlight on the one side and
right
the
side.
Tail light on the other side.
Yeah.
There's some...
Right side headlight, left side tail light.
I don't know what's going on. Cadillac style, baby.
I've always told you, Kevin, just keep an extra one in your car. Officer, I promise I'm going to change it.
Yeah. I just got this. Yeah. I didn't even notice it because I don't stand in front of my car with my headlights on.
Yeah. Well, it needs an oil change, so that's happening. And then you have to take apart the... This is the problem.
So the oil change
takes
6 months?
You have to take apart the whole front end to change the stupid headlight. But
do you, though?
My son is going. Well, that's a, I don't know. That's what my son
That's what they told about my Honda Pilot, and I don't have to do that. I can just maneuver my hand in there.
Okay.
There you
well,
go.
Come on over.
My daughter has one of those.
Yes.
Same thing. But it is a pain.
It is a pain, but you can do it.
Dude, the greatest headlights I ever changed were on my ex-girlfriend's Yukon. She had like a 2004 Yukon. And I went out there to change her. She's like, can you please do this? And it was cold out and miserable. And I walked out there, and I thought, this is going to be the biggest pain in the butt. And I looked up online how to change it. And I'm like, there's no way that's right. They honestly have pins that drop down in. And all you do is turn them, pull them up, turn it, pull it up. And the whole thing slides out. You change the light bulb. You put it back in. You put the pin back in. Turn it. It locks in. And I was like,
oh, yeah, that seems super simple.
It took zero tools. I did not have to use any tools. And it took me probably 2 minutes. Then I sat outside in the cold for 20 minutes so she would think I actually did
it. It's like the one thing Chevy or GMC actually did right with their lives.
Okay, here we go.
Easy. Here we go.
Well, my Ford Ranchero is pretty simple. It's a Phillips screwdriver. You just take the whole headlight, comes off in
Hops
3 seconds.
Right out.
Yep. Yeah.
With a headlight ring. Anybody knows what that is?
A headlight ring.
A headlight ring.
You know what that is, Steve?
Yeah, it's connected, you know, to the other stuff.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
It's a little tin ring that holds the headlight in place.
Sure it is, Monty. That's what you want me to believe.
Okay.
Last night we were at the pumpkin patch, and my son had a taillight out. I said, hey, pop your trunk. I want to see how easy it is. And it's literally just right there, you know. So
yeah.
I just
that's nice.
Turned it. It came out. And then I just grabbed the light bulb, and I pull it out. And as I pull it out, a little piece of plastic snaps off. And my two sons look at me, and they go, is that supposed to happen? I go, It'll still work.
It'll be fine.
Put the new one in there.
A little double-sided tape, you're fine.
I mean, it's fine. Yeah, who knew there was a little button to push to release it? Right. Just pull and it's out of there.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, there's a simple rule. If you have to force it, stop.
Well, it was easy. It just broke right off.
Oh, then it's just, then it's just worn out.
Right, yeah.
It's just old.
Figure it's a 2002.
It's just old.
Yeah. Well, anyway, come by and see us here. Thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank
I'm going to head out.
Here.
I'm going to have a day.
Yeah, oh, now, great. Rumor has it, is Warren coming today?
I think Warren's coming tomorrow.
No, not today. They were doing the dairy tour, I believe, today.
Is that what it was? Well,
it's a dairy tour.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they couldn't come Tuesday, so I adjusted my schedule. And then,
Yeah,
he told me he was going to be here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then he wasn't here yesterday.
No, he canceled that. Acted like he had a life, acted like he had something to do, which he doesn't. You know, he's retired and just hanging around doing fun stuff. Yesterday he had to fix, what was it, his Bruce's crawler. Crawler.
Yeah, a cat.
Oh, that is important.
He's got a, I think it's a D4 size cat. So,
Steve, remember when you had to fix your crawler?
Just the other day, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, it was really hard to fix.
Yeah.
We
come back. I crawled under there, though, and, you know.
Yeah.
When something of that magnitude needs fixed, it's a project.
Yeah.
It is. I know we have to take a break, but when we come back, can we talk about the size of Steve's thing?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
And Steve.
Hello.
And Rick. And Monty and everybody pulls their headphones off from the echo.
Here.
Yes, that sir. That was hilarious. How fast is you guys are like, and these are coming off my head. I can't do it.
And that's we're done.
That was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we're good on the air, I guess, but we have an echo that is crazy in our heads today.
Crazy.
So we are now all just holding our headphone microphones to our mouth.
Name a song with the word crazy in the title, Rick.
Crazy.
Other than crazy. I already sang that one. That gave it away.
Crazy Girl by Eli.
There it is. Attaboy. Good job. I knew he'd come up with it. Steve, your turn. Name a country music song with crazy in the title.
Oh, I was going to go with Gnarls Barkley. Crazy.
How about just crazy?
Well, we already said that.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Put your headphones on.
I don't want to. I don't want to, Jay.
Well, the people are crazy.
Barefoot.
People are crazy, yeah. Beer is good.
Crazy Train? Oh, wait, that's not country.
It's all right. It still counts. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, come on.
What's the one that Cassie Ashton has now? Crazy.
Oh, I don't know that one yet.
No one else does either, apparently.
Love Like Crazy, Lee Bryce. Yes.
Ooh, there you go.
Good one.
Yeah.
Crazy in Love.
Did somebody say Crazy Town from Jason Aldean?
Crazy Town. Oh.
Was the Love Like Crazy was one of the slowest songs ever to get to number one, but it got there.
How long was it?
It was
like 60-something?
50 weeks back. It was the longest for a while until, what's-his-face, got to 60-something.
Travis Denning?
Yes.
62 weeks, I think.
Yep.
62 weeks to get to number one.
You have to wait for over a year for your song to get to number one. I feel bad for the artist. They didn't do anything wrong. It's just the way the business is now, and it's like, good Lord.
Raise your hand if you think the bugs right now are insane. Have you seen the little gnats?
The little gnats are crazy.
What is happening?
Apparently that's an indication of a long winter or a hard winter.
Is that true?
That's what I've heard.
Hey,
I heard
Mr.
about the
Good
bees.
News.
Yeah. I know, right?
There's bugs everywhere, and we're going to have a crappy winter.
There's a hurricane headed for Florida.
Well, they were saying that the bees this summer were terrible, and that's going to be the long winter as well.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard, at least.
Oh, I'm excited now.
I don't believe everything I hear. But
oh, happy day two of the food drive, everybody.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Steve, what have you heard about the weather? It's all right.
Yeah, see, we're going to be fine then.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. Steve, why is your microphone so humongous? Everybody else has the same...
Oh, it's the microphone itself you were talking about. Yeah, that is pretty big, isn't it?
Yesterday, when he first sat down, I'm going to demonstrate, and you guys can describe what it looked like. Steve had it like this, so it looked like that.
In his nose.
Sports broadcasters with the headsets. That's what we're wearing in the food drive.
Right, in theory.
And they're supposed to point directly into your mouth. Like that.
Yeah.
And Steve apparently turned his like an ice cream cone so he could lick the top of it. And he still has it turned that way. So I like it.
It's not really in his nose this time, though.
That's kind of how I like it.
There you go. haven't been outside yet this morning. I suggest you come outside and look over to the east, man. That's
pretty
spectacular.
Cool.
Yeah, that's kind of like, it just feels like symbolic.
Red sky in the morning.
Sailors take warning.
That's it.
Yeah. What happens red sky at night, Steve?
It's red.
Sailor's delight.
All the way here, did you have your GPS on from the station to R&R RV where we are for day two of the food drive?
Yeah, just to
you
make
GPS'd
sure.
it again?
No, you did not. Did he really?
How does it tell you to get here?
I mean, the same way that Jay was going.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is a little weird because you have to go, if you go on Francis, you have to go past it, take a left on a side street, and then come in this entrance, right?
No,
there's
from,
right
it
over, here.
This side.
Over here.
It came from the west side.
Oh, you can get in over there?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Never? How many times have you been here?
Why do you think people go that way when they leave?
Or come in from that way?
What do you mean you didn't know you could get in from there?
I thought that was only after they were open.
Oh, my goodness, Kevin.
That's cool.
That's
I'm
cool.
I'm going to change the way I do it.
Maybe you should put your GPS on.
I go down here and I take a left.
We've been here for 10 years. And he's
I used to turn around in the pot shop parking lot.
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
But now there's a cop that sits across the street there.
Weird.
And so that's I don't need to do a U-turn in their parking lot. So now I go down to Cincinnati and I take a left.
It's a long way out of the way.
Why don't you just come over here?
Walk, and then right, you come enter. Right in here. It's beautiful. It's
entrance right here.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right across from the
right
ice skating rink.
That's right.
Okay, just
check.
Right. But I come in right here, man.
I come in right
all
here.
All the way down
man.
To Cincinnati.
And I drive
come on
by
up.
Zips.
Okay.
Well, you take the long way around. It's about right, Kevin.
Sometimes in the afternoon, I stop at Zips.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. Definitely don't blame you for that. But all the way up here, I kept putting my wrong turn signal on just
because Steve was following.
Yeah. No, you did not.
Even out of the parking lot, I was
panic.
Like, "He's like, you're not funny, Jay."
It's actually pretty good.
I knew he was going to put his GPS on.
It's true father mode.
And I'm
right going to
do it tomorrow and the next day.
Safety first,
day.
Steve.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't want to get lost.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't be late, Jay.
I know. It was funny. I enjoy it. Well, stop by here, and if you can't stop by here, there's so many other ways that you can actually donate online. You can do the text thing, and if you come by here, you can also do a QR code if you want to do that. Guys,
oh, yeah,
I think the echo's gone. Echo gone, fellas.
Oh,
echo gone.
God.
Headphones on, everybody. How enjoyable is it now?
Echo
right. Everybody straps on the headphones.
Yes.
I don't have to hear.
Ooh.
You got
have it right,
yet, Monty?
There we go.
Yeah.
That's better.
Turn it up for you.
Boy, oh boy.
Ooh,
yeah.
Thank you, Casey. I love Casey. Poor Casey. Casey used to be able to sleep in the morning. Remember those days?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
Sorry.
You ever know that you're so my hero?
Ooh, get it, Steve-O Steve.
Sing it.
Steve's the most popular person I've ever met. You should see what people come up.
Do they?
They're
tell
just
the jokes.
So excited. I mean,
I'm pretty sure you
We've
met
done
Garth.
This for 29 years.
I mean, you met Garth, right? That one time?
Multiple times. I've met.
He's pretty popular.
Most people I've met, unfortunately. But it's a different sort
I
of
know.
Love.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, look at his face.
Yeah, people love Steve more than Garth Brooks.
That's correct.
Where do they just come up to you, Jay, and be like, "Where's Steve at?" They don't care about you.
No, they don't even see. They don't even say hi to me.
Where's Steve?
A lot of times they'll just do the wave. They'll be like, "Oh, it's Jay," and then they go, "Steve, I've never met you. I'm so and so," and then Steve's just like smiling and happy. I mean, it just is. You can't help it.
I don't even know what to say.
That's actually what I do every morning too. I just run up, give him a hug, Steve, and he's like, "Don't touch me." Well, stop by here and see us, 525 East Francis. We are rolling through day two. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have our first match of the day. We start matching with Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Now, if you're thinking, well, I'd really like to just stop by now because it's kind of on the way, I'm in my timing, sometimes our clock is off.
Yeah, we will definitely hold that money till 7 a.m. That's
well, you're not
way...
supposed to say that part out loud. But
yeah,
you...
that's the pay. Well, you know, I feel like I can do it because of the relationship I've had with Northern Quest over the years.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
the best they can, but they just don't have enough at the end of the month. And so it's like,
correct.
You know what? They go in. We've had so many people tell us over the years that, you know, hey, I was paycheck to paycheck, went through a tough time when the kids were younger, and we had to use the food bank. And so now we're doing good, and we want to give back. We get that every year, and it's the stories like that's exactly what we love. It's just hearing, you know, that, okay, good for you. You did your thing for a while. You needed some help.
Right.
And now you're able to help people out, and that's why we love doing this.
Exactly.
It's just so easy.
Exactly.
A little pay it forward type of situation.
100%.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Which is kind of like paying it backwards in that situation.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah,
but it's still the same. It's the same feeling
exactly.
of being able to do it. Now, here's the other part. We haven't challenged any businesses yet this year where we're like, you know, if you run whatever business you run. Like, I know I talked to our good buddy Hillbilly Seth, and he's going to come by, as he always does, because he's blowing out some, like, 4 sprinklers in our hood tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's going to make a donation to Second Harvest based on that. So, you know, he's kind of created his own little thing that he does. But, you know, if you have a coffee stand or, you know, obviously the schools are involved, and we're doing the thing where the classroom with the most donations, they get a pizza party. And if you're just at an office, whatever it is. This is a community-wide thing, not, I mean, it's called the Jay and Kevin Food Drive, but we're really a million times bigger than that.
Yes.
And we obviously need, the more that your business and your family and all your friends get involved, I mean, obviously the better off it's going to be.
Yeah, it's like your community.
Has the food bank ever said that? Dang it, guys, no more. We just got too much food.
We're dumping it in the river.
We just don't. It's a goalpost.
We don't know what to do with it.
It's a goalpost from Vanderbilt. We have nothing to do with it. We're just going to throw it in the river. They've never said that.
They have not, and they never will.
No. So
there will always be a need for it, and so that's what, I mean, and listen, I get it. If you're driving this morning and you're thinking 525 East Francis or an RV, guys, that's so far out of the way from where I am today.
Right.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, you're not off the hook.
That's
we
right.
We still need your help. You could easily.
Like, that's right.
Yeah.
You can't make an excuse that we probably can't counter.
No.
We have.
Well,
fixed
I mean, there's
them
a few, but you know,
even if you're across the country in a different state,
absolutely, you got the internet.
Yeah, you've got no excuse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can text right now 509-441-0999.
I'm going to do it.
That is the radio station's phone number, and I mean our text line. And if you just say the word food.
Right.
If you just text food to us, it's going to send you back a link, and you can easily, right there on your phone this morning, make a donation. It all goes to our grand total. I know people always care about that, which I think is kind of cool.
It's awesome.
They're like, hey, I want to be part of the number, you know, at the end. And it does. It all counts towards that. So don't worry about that part. Same thing with the online donations. I mean, you can go to any of our social media. You can find a link to click on them. Make a donation online if you're sitting at the office not working already.
Right.
Waiting out in your car.
Right.
Whatever you're doing. I mean, there are ways to donate. And I'll be honest, it's the only way we're going to make our goal nowadays is
100%,
for people to donate this. The number of people who will come by here, it always kind of blows your mind when you think that it might be 200 total people who stopped by.
Right.
And you're like, what? 200 people did all that damage? Well, no. They did a lot of damage of taking care of hunger, but they did not do all of it because we have to have the online presence, and that just makes a huge deal.
Also, when you try to say damage and you stop halfway through
it's
it comes
damn.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that.
Sorry, kids.
Thank you for pointing it out.
Hey, oh, look at this from the text line. That is from Chris. She has her grandson, Gatlin, and that's their shopping cart.
Ooh, la la.
They're going to drop it off at Chester Elementary because they have the grandson goes there. Gatlin.
His name is Gatlin.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Ooh.
How about that?
It's regal. It's very regal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he has any brothers? You get the joke?
The Gatlin
Rick?
Bros.
Oh, the Gatlin, yeah.
Oh, come on, Rick.
It's early in the morning, Jay.
Let me see if I'm right. Gatlin Bros. All the gold in California.
is in the bank in the middle of Beverly Hills under somebody else's name.
So if you're dreaming
about California,
it's in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills under somebody else's name. I don't know the rest of the
second
words.
Second verse, same as the first.
Gatlin Bros, yeah. Probably a 40-year career, and that's all anybody knows is that one verse and not even the whole verse.
Dang it.
Great harmony, though.
That was really something.
Yes, it was, Steve. That was something.